And welcome back to Rosie on the House, where we do have an open line. If you've only been hearing the busy signal as you dial in, there are two open lines now at 1-888-767-4348. Easy way to remember that number is 1-888-ROSIE for you. R-O-S-I-E, the number 4, and the letter U. Rosie for you. And that's exactly what we are. The entire team here at Rosie on the House is here for you. Let's take Alex, who's been very patiently holding. Matt, hold on. We're going to pick up Alex. Good morning, Alex.
Line 5.
Welcome to the conversation.
Good morning, Rosie. Nice to speak with you again.
Ah, again. So you've called before.
Yes, quite a while ago. I called in asking about ventilation registers.
Okay.
Anyway, today, I have a home built in 1961.
Okay.
Bath, you know, I'm sure it's probably the original bathtub.
Okay.
And I had some water standing in the tub, thought I had a clog, and I started with a plunger trying to plunge the water down. And after doing that, it's a white tub, and I noticed that the white was starting to flake up.
Okay.
Well, as I proceeded to try and get rid of this clog, it started to really, you know, crack and come up in like sheets. And it appears to be some sort of, you know, latex or possibly acrylic coating.
How long have you been in the home, Alex?
I've been in the home for a little over 15 years.
Oh. And you think this is the original cast iron tub?
Yeah, I'm thinking so from the way it looks.
Okay. And is this an aftermarket paint product that's been applied to it?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
And the original surface is this really kind of, and this is part of the reason I think it's it's an original tub. It's this funny brownish, rosish cream color.
Uh-huh.
And I'm wondering if the best thing for me to do is just to strip all of that white off of there and use the tub with that surface, or if I need to get it somehow resurfaced.
Well, you could strip it. What we've got to try and find out is, why did the prior owner coat it? Were they just trying to get rid of the dated color look, or were they trying to cover some imperfection in the fact that that porcelain coating over the cast iron tub had chipped off and started to create some rust somewhere? You'll only know that by stripping what you've got. But that isn't really a very easy job to do. You've got to get in touch with one of the specialists, Todd's Porcelain Fiberglass Repair. Where are you, Alex?
I'm in Central Phoenix.
Yeah, okay. Todd's Porcelain Fiberglass Repair in Maricopa County they may even be the ones that did that. They were doing almost more of that than anybody else in town. And they might be able to tip you off on what product to use. The fact that it lasts 15 years tells me it was done correctly. That's about as long as you can expect those paint-on products to last. But once it's started peeling, it's probably only going to continue. Give them a ring and see what product they can recommend to you. And then once you get it stripped, you'll know what you've got and decide, hey, I like this period color vintage tub, and there isn't any reason you can't just keep it that color.
Okay. And can I ask you another quick question?
Yes, sir.
Over the past year or so, I've used both the submission form on your website and sent in emails to info@rosieatthehouse.com.
Okay.
Asking some questions.
Yep.
And I haven't heard back from you guys, and I was wondering if that's the best way to ask questions, you know, or should I just call in?
It is the best way, and I will just double-check, Alex. Why don't you hold on, and Jonah will give you my personal email, and I'll double-check against that and see where you're landing and what the issues are. We'll try to get all your questions answered.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Between the emails and texts we get through the court and phone calls, of course, we're interacting with hundreds of people every single week.
And texts are only good while we're here in the studio.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe let's find out. And I mean, we get back to everybody. It's
our intent for sure.
It's arduous. So you're landing somewheres that we're not seeing you. Let's see if we can double check and see where he's landing.
Okay.
Have you got something there? You look like you're about ready to read a news report.
Well, I
you
mean,
want to go I'm, to the topic, don't you?
Well, I'm a newbie. I'm trying to look at time and what have I got to cover here. But our topic this week you'll find on our blog, and if you get our newsletter, you've received that, and it's just about organic treatment of pests and insects in your garden.
Fire.
No, not for the bugs.
Fire, flamethrower.
So, I reached out to my good friend Jill Green at the Sweet Life Garden. And do you know what? Gardeners are really busy on Saturdays. So it was hard to get anybody. She referred me to Emily Heller, who just, I truly enjoyed my conversation with her. But she's teaching a class today. But she threw a ton of information our way. So when we come back, we'll talk about some of the things that she suggests. I will tell you one thing.
Fire.
It is not easy to be an organic farmer. It takes a lot of diligence and a lot of learning. And she actually teaches classes. So I'll tell you all where to find her and where to find her classes. And we'll share with you some of her basic tips.
And we'll take callers. Matt and Ken are very patiently on hold to get answers. We'll get to you, I promise. After bottom of the hour news, we have an open line at 1-888-ROSIE for you.